Well, yesterday morning, I had one of those times, and they come every once in a while, where I'm in prayer, and all of a sudden, this just torrent, this tsunami wave of the Holy Spirit starts coming in. I'm like, okay, awesome, let me get a pen, you know? Here we are, we're at the beginning of the Advent season. This is, we call it, the biggest word we use during this season is prepare. Prepare for what? Prepare for the coming of the birth of Jesus into the world, but into our hearts. This is a time for us to make way for the coming of the Lord. Okay? And I think a lot of that torrent that I got, listen, yesterday was the Feast of St. Andrew, and the gospel for that day was that familiar story of the first two that he chose was Peter, right? And his brother Andrew, and they were fishermen, right? And he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Okay? You know, we talk about evangelization. There's all kinds of programs and DVDs and whatever out there. You know, but if we miss the essence of what evangelization is all about, we're just tinkering around the edges. And so fishers of men, well, fishermen, women, know that if you're going to catch a fish, you need a good lure, right? You need a good lure to what? To attract the fish. You know, Pope Benedict said something, you know, the church does not engage in proselytism. Instead, it grows by attraction. You know, I was telling people, if you read what I write on New Media, you know the story that last Monday, I know it was Monday because it was my day off. My doorbell rings at my kitchen door, so, you know, I traverse across my 1904 huge house, and I finally get there, and it's two lovely ladies, and they start talking, and I go, oh, these are Jehovah's Witnesses, aren't they? And so I listen, and when they got done with their spiel, I said, this is just awesome, the zeal that you have for the Lord, you know, your willingness to do this. And then we got talking about what the condition of the world right now. And then as we were talking about that, I said, but, right? The hope, here's the hope, that in the middle of this, and we kind of, you know, outlined what's going on. In the middle of this, there's so much hope because why? There's these little shoots coming off the vine. Brand new growth going on. So there's pockets around where people are getting ignited with the faith. And they want, you know, all of it. And I said, especially young people, I said, and it's happening in different places. You know, it's happening in my church. I said, I got all these young families with all these babies and everything. And I said, it's awesome because young people especially, they want the real deal. They want to be all in. And these two ladies are like, yeah, that's right. And then I said, oh, wait, I got to show you something. Here, come on through the house. So I took him through the house to my front door, and I showed him my 24/7 confessional. And I said, you know, I could go out in the field, I could, you know, call out to God and say, please forgive me, and feel like He forgives me. But I said, you know what happens here? They get this sense of peace and confidence because there's something official that went on there. You know, don't we need that sometimes? And no, did God hear me ask for forgiveness? Did I hear Him say you're forgiven? Well, here in the confession, you know, it's official. And people walk away knowing it's a new day. It's the first day of the rest of their life. And then as I was telling that, I saw this staff leaning against the wall. You heard me talk about this. And I told him, I said, you know, this reminds me. And I held the staff, I was talking. I said, when I first got here to the parish, they opened a strip club across the street. They went, here? In this town? I said, yeah, right over there across the street. I said, we had these beautiful souls walking and praying, just, you know, morning, noon, and night. I said, I did that too here, but I also went up on Blue Mounds, and I got on the lookout tower. And at one point, you know, I did that from April to October, and I only missed 4 days. And I'd get up there before the sun rose so I could see, because I'm facing east, right? I could see the peak of the sun, you know, like Jesus rising as I was praying. And at one point, I was inspired to grab a branch and pray as Moses did, to hold the branch up in the air. And we all prayed with confidence, with trust, with belief that God would hear and answer our prayers. And you know what? In 7 months, the strip club was gone. They were like, whoa. And you see here, I didn't start attacking them. I didn't get into a theological debate with them. I shared the joy of God's love, of God's miraculous power. Allure. Right? If you're going to catch fish, you got to offer a good lure. But what is this lure? We're kidding ourselves if we think we can create that for ourselves. You know, like go to a psychologist, develop talking points, go to, you know, meetings to discuss this. No! Go to confession. Believe in the supernatural grace of God. Let it invade your spirit. Okay? Then what does that do? It awakens us. It awakens us in the life of Christ. We need to be constant in our prayer. You know, again, the words of these scriptures today, stay awake, stay awake. Well, what's implying? We're drowsy, we're falling asleep. Stay awake. You know, remember when the disciples fell asleep while Jesus was praying in the garden, right? Couldn't you stay awake for 1 hour? Couldn't you stay awake for 1 hour? And then he said, stay awake, be watchful and prayerful. Pray. Watch and pray so that you are not put to the test. Be watchful in prayer. Stay awake. Well, that just means we're in constant relationship with God, and it continues to grow. And so the Lord is within us. Christ is here within us. And if we're not, listen, if we're not praying, we're playing. We're pretending. We're doing religion for show or for whatever other reason. If we're not in constant conversation with God, if we're not in that relationship and constantly trying to build it, make it better, we're just playing around. It's like playing house when you're a kid. But what happens when we're watchful? I see what you did, Lord, there. I see what you're doing here. I see what you want me to do here. And when we're praying, I love you. You know, I try to say that like 30, 40 times a day. Just while I'm having a cup of coffee here, driving my car. But there are certain ways, and this is where I was talking about the torrent when I started talking. If we're going to talk about evangelization, we better first start talking about a real power that literally radiates from us and gets noticed, inspires other people. Okay? These wonderful women came and they were quoting scripture and all that. But you know what was most impressive and most attractive? They were joyful. You could tell they loved the Lord. You know, the earliest church probably grew the fastest of any of our time in history. Why? Because people looked on to those Christians, those followers of Christ, and they went, holy cow. Holy cow. What is it? You got so much joy. You got so much peace. You got so much of a sense of meaning and purpose in your life. And you know what? I'm out here and I'm desolate. I'm desolate. Yeah, I'm empty. I'm sad all the time. You know? I'm plugging away, you know. I get up. Get something to eat, go to work. Get something to eat, go to bed. I'm desolate out here. What did you find? What did you find that makes you bound out of bed, looking forward to your next mission? to the next person that God's going to put in your space, so that this Christ, this literal supernatural power, radiates off of me and clobbers that person with all joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, generosity. So, here's what I'm going to do. We'll see how it goes. I think I might even make little videos about this, though. But if we're going to talk about evangelization, we got to talk about a quality relationship or a quality prayer life with God. You know, I talk about this in my book, and I'm a firm follower of Father McCloskey that talked about the 7 daily habits of prayer. He talks morning offering, beautiful. Say something to the Lord when you wake up. You know, you're alive. You didn't die in the middle of the night. A brand new day, a new opportunity. Offer it to Him through Our Lady. The beautiful vintage, I call it vintage, but a traditional morning offering, I think is so beautiful that I put it here. Okay? So there's the morning offering. There's the St. Michael prayer. If you want to go to confession, there's your act of contrition. Okay? So start your day off. I actually put it on my computer screen. It's in the prayer book that I made. You can get holy cards. However you do that, just get it in the habit of offering that day to the Lord. Then there's what's called mental prayer. Okay? You don't have to have a PhD in theology to do mental prayer. It's basically what I just got done saying. You talk to God and you let Him talk to you. Be watchful. But what are you saying to me, Lord? What are you trying to get me to know? It's kind of like that moment I had yesterday morning. I'm like, let me get a pen. Wait a minute. You know, right? Let Him talk to you. Talk with Him. That's all it is. But stop. You know, give it a minimum of 15 minutes. Maybe even for a time, a maximum 15 minutes. So it's quality time. You're not going in to go, oh, geez, you know, I gotta, you know, mow the lawn. And then the other is spiritual reading. Primarily the Bible, but there's all kinds of amazing spiritual readings out there that throw fuel on the fire, that help us to understand more clearly how God has communicated to us throughout all of salvation history and what He wants us to know. You know, be tuned into that. Again, just 15 minutes is all. Holy Mass and Communion. Obviously in the days of obligation, feast days, go to Communion every time. That means go to confession if you're not in a state of grace before you go to Mass. Pray the Angelus. 6 a.m. if you're up, 12 noon, and then 6 p.m. Get in that habit, you know. I almost can't do it now. It's hard for me not to do it, right? And then pray the rosary. Everybody should pray the rosary. If families pray the rosary together, you heard me talk about this before, with the divorce rate skyrocketing right now, families who practice their faith but especially pray the rosary together, the divorce rate's like 0.06. Okay, why is that? Because you got supernatural grace pouring into your family. He's blessing your family. And then finally, before you go to bed, do an examination of conscience. There's some great little questions I put in my little prayer book and stuff like that. But just how did I do, Lord? How did I mess up? What did I do well? And then do an act of contrition. And again, if you're looking for an act of contrition, there's one right there. Okay? So what does all this do? Okay? It's a quality relationship. It grows. And then it radiates. Okay? Literally. Do we believe this or not? I do. I pray you do too. That evangelization isn't great talking points and memorizing passages. All that helps, okay? But it's people discovering God because they saw it in you. They got to see it in you. Or else it's playing around. It's fake religion. Fake faith. Right? They got to see it in you. Is this religion real? Is this God real? Is Jesus real? Okay, I'm not buying it unless I see it in you. That's what real evangelization is all about. So we got to get good at laying ourselves open to receiving that power. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.